Track 2.31. Sally McElveen.
Basically, children are being brainwashed by all the advertising that goes on around them. Quite honestly, if the children in my school remembered any of their schoolwork as well as they remember the advertising jingles they hear on TV, my job would be a pleasure. Usually the students at our school wear uniforms, but Friday is a non-uniform day, and that's when you really see the power of advertising. The kids are dressed from head to toe in labels, mainly sports gear like Adidas, Nike, that kind of thing, and they all look the same. There's a great deal of pressure on parents to buy children all these labels and gadgets, and I feel so sorry for the families who don't have much money because the pressure is just the same. I really believe it's time the government put a stop to all this aggressive TV advertising. Some schools are actually being subsidized by companies like McDonald's and Pepsi. Okay, the school gets free equipment from these big companies, but then the children have to add up burgers or multiply cans of Pepsi in their math class. It's terrible to think that the schools end up promoting a product that's not even good for the children. What I think is really sad is that children are being forced to be consumers from such an early age. I don't think all this choice is liberating for children. It just means that they're encouraged to be materialistic instead of focusing on more important basic values, such as kindness and respect for others.